noise of thunder. One of the four beasts saying, come and see. And I saw, and behold, a white horse.
There's a man going round taking me.
Well, greetings, everybody. Pastor Buddy joining you live tonight. Glad to have you in here. We'll be right back here in a couple of minutes when Brother John brings us on.
The hairs on your arm will stand up at the terror in each sip and in each suck. Will you partake of that last offered cup or disappear into the potter's ground?
And we're about to come to the point where there's going to be a book of remembrance brought down by the angelic angels before the age of Aquarius. Now, why the age of Aquarius? Well, it's to the age of Aquarius, actually, is something like, well, he used the age of Aquarius, the age to come in, and I do believe he will come in the age of Aquarius. And what do you think that he's going to find in the age of Aquarius? Well, he's going to find that those who have made themselves ready, you know, to meet the bridegroom, basically, is that we are on a pattern, if you will, of knowing the things that are laid up for us and that we're looking for them. And the Bible said, blessed is he that has laid up his treasures in heaven. And the great mystery is that this universal truth being hidden from the beings of this planet. Why? It's a truth that many people can't see. It's a mystery that you have to be special, chosen. You didn't get this now through some type of man-made system. You found this by those who are qualified as men of faith, who have been given special, absolute ascension messages to bring you up from the tradition. And the Bible said full well, you resist the higher dimension frequencies, and you've done it for thousands of years, to keep your own tradition. This is an ascension. It's not about the religious belief system that is merging with these religious worship centers, and they are promising you a quick fix, or a rapture, if you will, out into some heavenly realm where you're going to fiddle with a and play a harp, whatever you plan on doing. They promise you pie in the sky. Now, we're going to have a merging of the third to the fifth dimension, and there's five levels down and seven levels up, meaning that the five lower dimensions within the physical being to the mental, to where the fifth level starts your first spiritual level. Paul went to the eighth level, called the third heaven. It's actually the eighth level. That's pretty far up into the heavenlies. And the Bible said, Paul said himself, that with these revelations that came in the third heaven, he said, I heard things that was not lawful for me to speak. In other words, people couldn't understand his speech. They didn't know why that he was speaking like he did. They said, Paul, you're mad. You're beside yourself. Now, he said, I didn't know where I was in the body or out, but there I heard things. You know what happened at that moment? He locked into the awakening process of the frequency increase to his complete DNA reconnection. Now, when he did that, he had the mind of Christ, spiritual being. You see, we're all beings of Christ, Yahweh himself. We have him directing our direction back through the heavenlies. We're seeking the deep inner cleansing, and that's why we're here to at the cellular level, and we need to be replenished. Right now, there's an outpouring. I'm very excited about this tonight. There's an outpouring This outpouring is the age, what we would call the new age, would be calling the age of Aquarius. Now, the age of Aquarius is patterned in the heavenlies of the Maseroth. The Maseroth is a band of pictures of the end declared from the very beginning. Yahweh painted a mural, if you will. It's sort of like Michelangelo. You know, he painted the chapel in Rome. And people go there and still marvel at his ability to transform a normal, ordinary ceiling into a beautiful look up at all costs. You've got to look up when you go in there because it amazingly draws your attention, and that's how much talent that Michelangelo. Think about a release of all negative energy, and that's why people are reluctant to give it up. That's why people are stuck in the mire of karma. They cannot rid themselves of the negative energy. These patterns in our system have been given to us as, if you will, obstacles. We ourselves have to activate and open the center of what is called the heart center or the spirit center, the deep place within us, and we've got to release the old negative, the old degenerative energy, and clear and revitalize our beings to the process where we can use this energy to flow into a new, vibrant, higher frequency that is going to be required. Now, it's just like a runner that has to, finish the race. And these barriers, these disconnection of frequency to the higher levels, it's your job to reconnect. Now, you say, how do I do that? Well, meditation, prayer, and fasting. That's how you reconnect the deep inner connectors that has to be reattached. And there's a reason why that they need to be reattached. And I've already told you that there are 12 tribes with 12 strands, if you will, 12 connectors in the heavenly realm. And there's 7 levels up and 5 levels down, which is 12 levels. These connectors have to be all connected in order for you to experience what I am trying to tell you that's going to become an activated force of prosperity, joy, and peace, even in a time of trouble. Now, listen to me well. At the time of this release, at the time of the blindness and part has happened to Israel, Yahweh has always kept a remnant with a visionary purpose to hold on and be connected back to the throne, back to the Father, to see how his children fared. Now, he came down in the days of Noah, and he found the children were not faring too good. He's coming down in this time, and he's going to experience the same thing with a difference. Now, listen to this scripture. It's a powerful scripture that I would like to refresh your mind with tonight, and it's this. It is, fear not, little flock. It is your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. It's something like an awakening. It's something like a higher frequency. It's the spiritual awakening that has come now to the soul awakening. And here we are in this time. We are waking up to view the things that are for us rather than against us. Everything that we have seen with the disconnect of the frequency connectors, the 10, representing the 10 tribes being scattered abroad. But in the last days, when he would do good to you. Notice this, when you would do good, Satan is always present to oppose you. When Yahweh would do good to you, and we have been bound for 5,000 years. And when the end of 5,520 years are past, we're going to enter the system of an awakening. And it's coming at the age, the astrological age of the prophet that I've been talking about. In the constellation, we have the point of crossing. And I told you last night that the healing for the bodies, the healing of the nations, is actually the healing of the 13 tribes. These that are scattered abroad, and Yahweh to Yahweh, and to him and his ones that he has created, they are created with trillions of cells, and there are trillions of planets created by the source for you to work out your salvation with fear and trembling. Now, he had to take away your eyes and blind you and tie one hand behind your back to make it a fair fight for the spirit rules. When the spirit is completely released, now these life energies are coming now at this point. Everybody has been disenchanted with abiding in a church house. The four walls, the four seasons, Christmas, Easter, Halloween, and what's the other one? Well, I can't remember right now. But anyway, it's just a life experience of things that we've set up to worship in tradition. And, well, Thanksgiving's in there. We have a lot of things that we do, and you notice the merchants are waxing rich under this created system. And it allows everything within itself to flow the same way, and all the cells in the human system are flowing in you. And if your mother and dad was given up to idolatry, to worship the traditions, they're going to be in your genetics. Now, how do you clean that out with a healing process, where you can be fully aware of what you need to do and what's the best method to cleanse your negative energies and open yourself up for the soul and the higher oversoul to merge? Well, let me tell you. The age of Aquarius, which is the water age, it's the pouring out. Remember the Bible said in the book of Revelation, that Yahweh helped the woman that brought forth the man-child, that's you. And Satan sent out a great flood, and Yahweh helped the people escape it, as it was in the days of Noah. He saved the remnant. Today, there is going to be a fire poured out. This time, it's reversed. It's coming from above. The water came to destroy those that were disobedient in the days of Noah. This time, it's with electrical discharge. It's a frequency energy. Through the high frequency techniques, it will heal all of your disconnected as it reconnects, and you will become at the urging of the Spirit, greater is he that is within you than he that is within the world. Yahweh's going to bring about these high frequencies down into bodies that can only receive it if they're chosen before the foundation of the world. Now, where would you want to spend your time today? Would you want to spend it in a church house listening to the preacher preach about things that are, you know, to tickle the ears, to give you, if you will, to give you a pretense and to make it sound good for you and your family when you come, and you don't mind taking your family there because, you know, you're never going to hear anything worth anything. but you're going to sit there, and you're going to go through the motion of worshiping, but you're going to need a spiritual soul awakening. And if you refuse it, if you refuse to take this soul awakening, life force energy into your body and into your mind, you've got to be sealed through these dimensions that are now for you to receive. Now, right before the age of Aquarius, which we're almost there to the door, this astrological sign in the heavens, this is the first time in 26,000 years that this event astrologically has happened. Don't take it lightly. Now, we know that there are some in numerology, if you really believe in figures, Yahweh's a great mathematician, and he wrote the whole Bible in mathematics and light codes and mathematics, the keys to the kingdom. Now, we've got a mineral kingdom, which is the highest density. You've got the plant kingdom. You've got the animal kingdom. You've got the lower vibration of the levels for even a human down to a almost an animal level. You've got a higher vibrational level at the fourth. The fifth is the light body. The sixth is the soul body. The seventh is the oversoul. The eighth is an angelic realm. And ninth is archangels and ascended masters. Only Yahweh dwells at the top. I'll show you here. And those that are under the direction, these are the prophets and the teachers and the pastors and things that Yahweh has to shepherd your soul. And the Bible says to obey the voice of those who have rule over you, lest you coming out from under the oversoul or the soul body or the light body, and you descend back down to the lower vibrational level because you hate, because you won't repent, because you've got hatred marred in your bones. It takes a long time to eradicate our negative energy that we've hooked on to, and it's hard to get rid of. Now, the 11th level is the angels or the watchers that are there, some good and some bad. When you do good, evil's present. And the 12th level is the one that's mentioned in the 6th chapter of 1 Timothy, verse 14. It is the absolute Godhead or the purest life force. Yahweh himself dwells in a light that no one can approach into. Yahweh dwells there with this dimensional showcase for the body. And the distortion that we have been put into is that thousands of years ago, someone, I don't know who he was, some say it was Yahweh. I doubt that, but because Yahweh made us to obey and to worship him, and we had to come out into the world to be tried. You are tried. Those that remain loyal. Those who will move on up. But the distortion of this system today that is set up caused a mutation in our DNA structure, the 12 complete framework of our structure. Someone disconnected the original Adam, who had minimum now, of 12 DNA strands or connectors, and 12 fully activated higher senses, 5 for the lower and 7 for the higher, which represents 12. Full access to the higher divine mind and memories of life experiences in all lifetimes. I want you to see what's coming up. We had 12 fully activated higher sense. We were hooked in to full access to the higher divine mind. That's the mind of Yahweh. Today we call it the mind of Christ. That means the anointing. Same thing. Notice this. The five functional senses that we have in the lower level, we can't even master the fourth one. The fourth dimension is where the distortion and the division start. I'll give you an example. The average Adamite today has only 3 to 4 DNA strands, nothing much higher, active in their five functional senses with no memories of who they are and why they're on earth. But now there's a change. There is an awakening, and those that are seeking higher level, and they are now calling out, Yahweh, here I am, help me. Now, I told you about the man that went up unauthorized into the higher frequencies, into the higher level. And when Yahweh descended, and he's coming with a shout, that shout is a frequency. It's not he's coming and say, hey, down there. It's a frequency. Yahweh is a spirit. And his frequency increase is coming. Now, here's what you need to be able to do. You need to clear all past issues to forgive yourself first and others. You need to release all negative energy, all of the woven patterns that you have learned through tradition, pride, envy, or maybe just the plain loving to abuse. You know the Bible says that the spirit in us loves to envy. So we need to have loving thoughts first for ourselves. If you can't love yourself, you can't love others. If you can't love Yahweh first, you can't even love yourself. If you can't love yourself, you can't love others. Now, what this does, this activates the basic process to begin to open yourself up in the age of Aquarius. You need to wash. That's why that the water is coming. Wash and make yourself clean. Bathe in the frequency of a higher self. Once you clear the energy, once you love yourself, you're quite capable of loving others. If you can forgive yourself, then you can love others. But if you cannot match this to clearing and use this and utilize it in your being to activate through loving thoughts for yourselves and others and to receive the full activation and opening the higher self with clearing of the heart center, the spirit, and seal it with the speeding of the process. Yahweh's going to cut short, so he's going to bring this in real quick. We're almost at the door of the full potential of our being. For the first time, coming up soon to a neighborhood near you, maybe to a temple near you, your creative life force energy are becoming activated, coming online, just like a computer. If you're not hooked into what we call the internet, and it's electronic, it runs on energy, life force in this case, to the spirit, to download the tons of information that is available on the internet. Think about what you can download into your life body or your spirit body or your healing body or your power body and your awakening body. This is going to be beautiful. But it's an exciting time to live in the accelerated creative life force energy activation process that Yahweh got planned in the new age. We're fixing to move into it, and to prepare yourself, you need to work on it. Ain't no quick fix. You got to stimulate with clearing and cleaning. That means be still and know Him. Do periods of praying and repentance. Ask Yahweh. Humble yourself down. Now think about Him, how humble and humiliated He was. He was poor and stricken, and yet we esteemed Him not. When they beat Him, His inner light shone the greater. The higher DNA code that was developed before He ever came, and He brought them to earth as an example. These things can you do if you develop your light body and open up to the fifth, to the 12th dimension. You've got to start at the fifth. That's the first plane of pure spirit. And from there to the highest level where the light is so bright that no one dwells there except the Godhead. This is the center force of the activation of the I Am presence. You need that. You need this frequency. And it's coming our way, ladies and gentlemen. And the objective of this is to fully open yourself to the 12D frequency before the gate closes, because there's going to cut it short. You're not going to get an opportunity again. It'll be 26,000 years into the future before this gate will open again for this wonderful, wonderful plan that Yahweh had from the very beginning. Now notice this. With the frequency exchange beginning to open, along with it, the light that I mentioned in the dark hole where Satan has been bound, you say, well, boy, if he's not loose now, I see the earth when he gets loose. Well, see, you've got enough carnal mind in you to be evil. You've got enough of the spirit mind in you to be good. Now, tell me which one you serve. To do good or to do evil? I set before you good and evil. Which one of these are you going to serve? You have to do good, you have to learn to do good. You have to punish yourself. You have to starve your body. I don't know why it was chosen to be that way. You have to meditate. You can't go out and enjoy the world and do all these things that people do to entertain their flesh.
Well, I like to do this.
I saw today a woman, all she liked to do was get a bag of foam rubber and sit and chew it. She had something for rubber. And she sat and chewed foam. And she was hooked on it. Now, don't you think that someone, I mean, you know, it's hard to get over alcohol. I know that. It's hard to get over drugs. It's hard to get over cigarettes. It's hard to get over these things that hook up to the flesh man, and we like them, and they make us content. They wasn't no better enjoyment that I ever had was to get me a good cold beer and sit down and light me a cigarette and survey the world. But to ascend to a higher dimension, you got to get greater things on your mind. If you can't go without a cigarette for 5 hours, you probably ain't going to get into the realm that I'm talking about. If you can't go 5 hours without jumping up and filling your gut back up, you ain't going to make it into this system. This is a system of desire. I shall give this to those that desire me with all their heart. Now, you can say that you love Him, but if your soul is not prepared to the awakening, and you're not in the dimensional light where Christ dwells, that's the hope of glory, by the way, you can lay down these little soul things or these little flesh things that hinder the soul from seeking what it needs. Now, how do we go about the awakening or we get a passion for the Spirit. We work in our bodies. We got to move darkness out. Anything that besets you, lay aside every little weight. Now, little weight is what I'm talking about, that would keep you from ascending into the light, to expand the consciousness, to break through. You got to have a breakthrough. No one's going to come and knock the walls down for you. None did it for Christ. He knocked his own walls down. He learned obedience. You got to learn obedience. You got to learn to realize that you're not the great I am. But you are to submit yourself to who is the great I am and recognize that when you break through, it begins to clear the issues, it clears the memory, it radiates light into your being, and that brings more love. You ever fall in love with a beautiful woman? The world changes. You're not lonesome no more. The world's not as dark yet. Everything looks better. Everybody looks better. You know, you can get so down on yourself and everybody else that you can leave the love, the natural love, which is it's minute compared to what Yahweh. If you will get the passion for love and seek Him, come out of the world and come in to the realm of vibrant energy, and that'll bring in joy, passion to help others, to help them acquire their dreams, to fall in love with your brother and sister. Be quick to hear and slow to speak. You know, we think our much speaking will get us what we want. If we could all spiritually tape our mouths shut and stop our ears up, where we could listen for that still small voice and the passion of life and the divine light, where only Yahweh knows your heart, and give up the fleshly carnal desires that so easily set you aside and makes you separated. Now, with this engulfed light surrounding you, we're coming to the time where this negative energy will be cleared through the Aquarian Age. On the other side, what is going to become quite evident, that when you would do good, again, evil is always present. Take your torture stake, that's your flesh body. Be mean to it. Deny it. The things that it wants to do, if it's got any carnal desires, set them aside to seek that which cometh from within. It expands your consciousness. You know, Yahweh's mind is a thousand times, thousand times, thousand times greater than your own. Think about if Yahweh was to pour His mind into your mind. Do you think without consciousness expanding that you could receive one little grain of what He knows? You know, when I was fasting and praying and seeking Him, which I haven't done enough of, I readily admit that, but I did enough to know that the closer I got to Him, the greater He expanded in my vision. And my vision growed to the point that it magnified Him so large, I could not comprehend at the cellular level the energies that transforms and strengthens you, where it provides clarity and develops your ability to manifest your desires, by cleaning up your body of flesh, increasing your vibration with love, transmitting your intentions into the God stream, loving your brothers and your sisters abundantly, even if they don't love you. Love them back. Hold them up. Register them on your heart. Write them on the palms of your hands like the Messiah did. And then you will begin to see the wonderful breakthrough that could come to you in soul awakening. The higher dimension expanding into the dimension time matrix that is coming now to all of the earth. The government, the reason that they don't want you to look up, the reason that they don't want you to know about 20 and 12, the reason that they're not going to tell you that there is terrible things out there that could affect your life and the life of your family. They're spraying for some reason. And I believe it's threefold. I believe the main thing is to keep you from looking up. I know up here about all the time, unless there's a weather system in here, they're up there spraying to bring one in for some reason. And these clouds, they form in such a way that it blocks the whole sky. I have been so lonesome for the blue skies and the little white clouds that drift lazily on a hot day here in the south. It very seldom. If it's not raining, if it's not a weather system to block out your view, they've got the spraying going on, and there's something they're trying to hide. I do believe that it's going to be real soon, that it's going to be revealed what they're up to and what they're trying to keep from you. Look up. Why do you look up? Your redemption draw. Now, you'll see the sign. Do you know what the apocalypse means? It means unveiling. There's seven signs of the unveiling, the apocalypse. Everybody's directed the energy to the negative. They never think about that Yahweh's good pleasure is to give you the positives of the kingdom. The devil doesn't know how to receive the good things because they're not for him. He expects to be punished. But as long as he keeps you from bringing the good things down, he don't have to give an account. And that way he rules. His techniques have prepared him to block you from your soul awakening. Yahweh wants you to wake up in this last day to the higher dimensional frequencies that's coming down. There's a change. And the higher DNA strands are becoming activated. Finally. Oh, happy day when Yahweh will wash your sins away. When that awakening, the frequency, when it helps clears the lower center block and opens your channel, you slow down. Be still. You're not going, you know, we got too much luxury. We can run from one city to the next when we get bored. We got to go to the malls and we shop till we drop. We're out doing things that we shouldn't do. We should go to the hills and the mountains and the caves to unblock the accumulated biofuel grid system that Satan has imposed on us to keep us from going to the higher channels to open up fully to the higher dimensional frequencies. But we are now where the DNA strands are becoming activated or the possible activation, and we're right now in a critical time. That means seek him with all of your heart. Seek him with all of your soul. And seek him with all of your mind. You'll become part of the activated life force that Yahweh wanted you to have from the very beginning. Remember, Adam came down here and he didn't have to go to school. He didn't have to waste his time learning. Now, we're ever learning and never able to come to the knowledge of the truth because we're always wanting to learn the wrong thing. Nobody knows how to meditate. Nobody knows how to go into trance. Nobody knows how to, Paul, leave the third dimension and go into the third heaven, which is up at the eighth level, a very high level. Paul was a deep spiritual man to go through what he went through and to put up with what he had to put up, mostly from his own people. You have to love your brother with all of your heart, soul, mind, and strength. Love him in the fifth dimension. That's first plane of spirit. You know, sometimes brothers only love you because you love them. Or at least they feel you do. When they feel like you don't love them anymore, they quit loving. That's conditional. And if you'll do this, they'll love you. If you don't do that, they don't love you. See, that's childish. That's very low. Self-transformation is now being provided through advanced spiritual masters. Some of them have been sent to teach you the process that helps clear your negative energy and empowers your co-created process. Remember, the angels, that was you, in the very beginning of the foundation, you were there, you shouted for joy when the heavens was created. You've got to understand your whole self. Expand your consciousness and receive a deeper understanding. The energy within. It's within that the vibrations and the frequency and the dimensions. You have to work on these. You have to fine-tune them. You have to be about your Father's business. And when you learn through the Earth School, that's what this is. It's a schoolmaster. Your journey and purpose on this planet will become clear. The laws of polarity, or when you do this, you'll do this, and when you do that, when you overcome that with its positive and negative cycles, one day you really love and the next day you could go to hell and everybody else, you need to get out of the positive and negative cycle. You need to live within the laws of Yahweh, to love, to fear Him, to forgive your brothers or sisters, to have gratitude, and thank Yahweh for what Yahweh has given you. You know, some people are ungrateful. Yahweh blesses them and gives them a great way to seek Him, and all they want to do is groan and gripe. Ladies and gentlemen, don't let a day go by. This is the day that Yahweh made. Be grateful. And then you'll better understand and learn the process on how to have spiritual love, expand your mind, develop your senses, raise your frequency, and discover the value of power of self-love. When you're in love with yourself, you can love others. When you don't love yourself, you won't give them any love. Because you're always beating yourself up or you're using them to beat yourself up through them. Some people love to punish others when they live with them to make their life as miserable as theirs. Because misery loves company. Don't hang out with miserable people. Separate yourself from other brothers that walk up disorderly and act as the rudiments of this world with the carnal desires. And set your mind on higher things. You got my message tonight. I got to get out of here. I'll be back here Friday night at 9:30 p.m. on Worldwide WWRB 3.185, and hope to see you then. We'll close it out Friday, and we'll be back in Saturday with a brand new series starting on some of the frequency exchanges that are coming to end, and Yahweh needs to visit you. And the way He visits you is in a spirit. He may send prophets, teachers, And if you're not thankful for them, for what they did bring you to at that point, before you get any more, you must change your way to the whole self and the whole love of Yahweh. Brother Paul, 1-800-253-2748, up in the great state of Michigan, along with a lot more friends I got in Michigan. There are a whole host of them there. And we're going to let you know tonight we're sponsored by Brother Mark and Sister Audrey, two grateful, loving, fifth-dimensional life pursuers, those who want to make this a better place to live. It's always good pleasure to give you the kingdom. He's tied our hands behind us and blinded us for 2,000 years. It's now time to take the blinders off like Samson. We're going to grow our hair back, as I was talking about last night, the connectors. And we're going to see how reality works. We're going to know what the scheme of the devil is. And ladies and gentlemen, let me tell you, that man that got up to the fifth dimension, and when Yahweh came down to that level and examined, he found a man without a garment on, he's going to be cast out. There's going to be weeping and gnashing of teeth. Don't miss this. Catch the wave, the source. Yahweh's pouring out. We'll start soon. Here, within a year, we're coming to the center of the universe. We are completing a 26,000-year cycle. That began 26,000 years ago. We've made one procession. Here we are. And a lot of the sages and the ancients and even Christ and the Bible and all the prophets has prophesied of this day. This is the day that Yahweh has made. He's going to pour out the water, because the dimension of Aquarius is the pouring forth. Love you tonight. Praise Yahweh. Brother Bud, send you greetings. Appreciate that call last night that you gave me. It really encouraged me. I was somewhat disappointed and down, and to receive a call from a brother and a timely thing, and they encourage you. Most people want to criticize you and down you and talk about you, but it just blessed it so much to hear from the brothers that uplift you. Life is tough in any way, but let's just keep on digging. Praise Yahweh. When the devil gives you a lemon, squeeze it, keep selling lemonade. Praise Yahweh. Let's sell this gospel to them that abide. Let's take the truth. Brother Edward, I appreciate you. Praise Yahweh down in the great state of Mississippi. I appreciate all of my tie payers, everyone that has helped me and helped my hands up. I appreciate you. Praise Yahweh, and I think about you every day. And as long as I'm here on the planet, I know that at my age, I can't be around long. I hope somebody will know that we're in the age of the pouring out. And when the righteous are taken from the wrath to come, we're going to have a war pretty soon. We've got economic chaos. That's all planned, ladies and gentlemen. What they're doing in the air is all planned. They've got things planned for you to eat and for you to swallow and for you to be a good devil. You know, they don't want you to be a bad devil. They want you to be a good devil, to obey them. So we got a lot of good devils that ain't bad enough to find the truth. I hope and trust tonight you can find it. And you can keep the truth and not sell it, not give it away. Hold on and appreciate it, and appreciate those that brought it to you. Praise Yahweh. We love you tonight. I'll see you tomorrow night or Friday night. I'm off tomorrow night. Praise Yahweh. And I'll see you Friday night on WWRB 3.185. May Yahweh bless you.